Some of the most emotional testimony at a hearing on gay rights legislation in Boise Monday came from the parents of gay and transgender children. As Jessica Robinson reports, they tried to make the case to Idaho lawmakers that their children need a law banning discrimination.
When Julie Zika's son Ryan was 15, their family moved from Spokane, Washington to Pocatello, Idaho. And she says that's when the trouble started. The name-calling, shoving, one night Ryan was beaten up. Zika says she thought it would stop once Ryan was out of school. But then she says it was more subtle, like the time Ryan was denied an apartment. One night, Zika and her husband received alerts on their cell phones.
And we received a message from my son that said, please forgive me. Please remember always that this is not your fault.
Ryan Zika died by suicide at age 19. Julie Zika spoke to members of an Idaho House committee considering a bill that would make sexual orientation and gender identity a protected class in Idaho, like race or religion. Lawmakers also heard impassioned pleas from people who worry the bill would demonize people's beliefs and punish religious business owners. Bob Spiel came from Idaho Falls.
In seeking to right one form of perceived discrimination, and I don't mean to discount the stories that are here today, the door to another form of far-reaching discrimination is sadly opened.
The attorney for a florist in Washington state who declined to do the arrangements for a same-sex wedding told lawmakers that lawsuit should be a cautionary tale for Idaho. I'm Jessica Robinson in Boise.